History was made today at Cape Canaveral in Florida. Boeing Starliner space capsule lifted off with its first ever human crew. This launch is years behind schedule, plagued by engineering and technical issues. But now that it is safely in space, this critical test flight is key to NASA's efforts to help transport astronauts to and from the International Space Station, as Central Florida Public Media's Brendan Byrne explains.
It took three tries, but finally NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams launched atop an Atlas V rocket, taking Boeing's space capsule on its maiden flight with people.
3, 2, 1, ignition, and liftoff of Starliner and Atlas V, carrying two American heroes, drawing a line to the stars for all of us.
It's not the crew's first mission. The two are seasoned NASA astronauts who have worked on the space station before, and they're excited to return to their orbital home away from home. But this trip will be no joyride for them, says their boss, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson.
Now, Butch and Sonny do what they do best. They're test pilots. And they're going to test this thing from izzard to gizzard.
One minor issue has popped up already. Starliner's cooling system used more water than anticipated. There's a backup, and engineers say this is why they test. And that includes evaluating the environmental control system and displays in the spacecraft. While Starliner can essentially fly by itself, the astronauts will manually fly the spacecraft as it approaches the space station tomorrow. Boeing's Mark Nappy says while today's launch was a critical step in this test mission,
launch is just the first part of this. We now have to get to ISS. We have to dock. We have to do docking ops. We have to undock. We have to do reentry, and we have to land.
The program is vital for NASA to ferry astronauts to the space station. After the space shuttle retired in 2011, NASA teamed up with Boeing and SpaceX to provide astronaut transport. SpaceX completed its crewed spaceflight mission 4 years ago, and since then has flown 8 additional missions for NASA. If Starliner is certified after this flight, NASA would then have 2 providers, allowing the agency to rotate launches between SpaceX and Boeing.
And it's important to have 2.
Laura Forsick is a space industry analyst and executive director of Astrolytical.
And so if you have a problem with one of the vehicles, you need to make sure you have another system flying. And that's what this is. This is another system flying.
Once Wilmore and Williams dock with the station, they'll join 7 other crew members. Space station manager Joel Montablano says he made sure they're ready for visitors.
I said, hey, you know, turn the porch light on, print out the Wi-Fi password, and set the table for 2 more for dinner.
It'll be a quick trip for the Starliner crew, about a week before having to say goodbye and return home under a canopy of parachutes in the southwest U.S. For NPR News, I'm Brendan Byrne at the Kennedy Space Center.